Hi, everybody. This is Rav Yossi Golden, and here is this week's parenting from the Parsha, Parshat Shemot, entitled Striving for Greatness. In this week's Parsha, as we are introduced to Moshe Rabbeinu as a child, we find that there is so much we can learn from, even from what seem to be inconsequential details about his growing up. After Moshe is retrieved from the Nile by Batya, the daughter of Paro, the Torah in Perek Bet, Pasuk Zayin, tells us that Moshe's sister, Miriam, approaches Batya and offers to help her find an Israelite woman to nurse the baby. In giving context to the seemingly random offer, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sota 12b that explains that after finding Moshe in the Nile, Batya took him to numerous Egyptian women to feed, and Moshe refused to eat from them. Miriam therefore offers to take him to one of the Israelite women, ultimately allowing him to be fed and nourished by his own mother, Yocheved, during his early years. The Gemara then explains that the reason Moshe refused to eat from the Egyptian women is because of whom Moshe was destined to become. The mouth that is destined to speak with the Shekhinah, to speak with God himself, could not nurse from a non-Jewish woman and thereby receive the impurity that she consumed. Such a mouth could only nurse from a Jewish woman who had kept herself to a higher standard. In his commentary on the Torah, Emes LeYaakov, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky points out that we learn a practical gemara, halacha from this gemara. The Rama in Yoredeya Simin Pe Aleph Se'if Zayin paskins that a Jewish baby should not nurse from a non-Jewish woman whenever there is an option to nurse from a Jewish woman. The Gra there quotes some who suggest that the source for this halacha is actually the story of Moshe Rabbeinu. However, asks Rabbi Yaakov, how could the story of Moshe Rabbeinu be the source for this halacha? After all, as the Gemara itself explains so beautifully, the specific reason why Moshe was not allowed to nurse from a non-Jewish woman was because of who he was. He was someone who literally spoke to God because of his greatness. How can we infer from him to apply the same halacha to all other Jewish babies? Rabbi Yaakov answers beautifully that we learn from here an important lesson in chinuch, that we have to believe that each of our children has the ability to achieve greatness. From the moment that they are infants and throughout their lives, we must view our children as if they have the potential to reach the highest levels of spirituality and kedusha, perhaps even close to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore treat them accordingly. We must realize that we will never know the tremendous heights that they may achieve. I believe this message is one that is extremely relevant and poignant for us as parents. We must believe and instill within our children a sense of the endless potential of what they can achieve in life. Our children, each in their own way, have the ability to attain greatness, and it is our responsibility to inculcate that sense of tremendous opportunity within each of them as they grow up. Of course, we have to be extremely careful that this striving for greatness does not lead to undue stress or pressure. We also need to make sure that our children grow up with a healthy sense of humility and understand their place within the greater Jewish community and world in general. However, the message we learn from baby Moshe is that already from a young age, we must instill within our children and within ourselves a sense of their tremendous potential and a passion for them to realize that potential. It is imperative that our children grow up with a deep understanding of the greatness that lies within them and thereby the greatness that they can bring to the world. Wishing everyone a Shabbat Shalom.